Each generation is more media savvy than the last, and today's high school students are growing up in a world where an understanding of all forms of communications media, be it radio, television, online media, or print, is essential. Lei Awohi is a teacher at Kauai High School whose specialty is media literacy and whose methods are hands-on. She's one of 30 educators from across the country selected for the first PBS Digital Innovator All-Star program. I asked her to describe media literacy and outline its importance.
A way to define it might be to, you know, help students understand the role of media in society today. Mm-hmm. And as up-and-coming broadcasters or news journalists, you know, what their role is in terms of representing news in a responsible manner.
Mm-hmm. The very thing that a lot of people are lamenting the loss of,
right,
in today's society.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting. Last year, and it kind of carried over into this year, four of my senior girls had produced a piece that was titled The Fact of You. And it was addressing just that, you know, actually being true to yourselves, mm-hmm, you know, and representing, or actually, you know, having your actions represent the kind of person you want to be, you want to be known as, and, you know, not succumbing to pressures of the community or peer pressure, but, you know, just being you and being true to who you are.
You know, one of the things that we're in a sort of a national moment, Leah, in the wake of the Parkland shooting, of looking at high school kids as generators of ideas rather than receptors of ideas.
Oh, that's so true. And, you know, they have a very powerful voice. You know, it's an exciting time, I think, for the youth of today. You know, they have strength in the words that they have to share. And while speaking for my students, you know, they're very mature, wise beyond their years.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. And I'm optimistic in thinking that we'll be in good hands with them. You know, they have good ideas. They have strong convictions about what they feel should be going around them. And they're not afraid to verbalize.
Have they lost some faith in institutions?
I don't think so. You know, and that's what I admire about them. You know, there's still hope, I see. And when I see that they're mature in the sense that, you know, they can discern really well, I guess, what's legitimate, what's not legitimate, you know. And I teach at a high school, so I'm talking about high school students.
Right.
You know, I see them as being influencers for those students that come after them, too. And, you know, just the way they carry themselves, they're not easily influenced by just anything that they hear in the news or magazines or whatever they might come across. But they're very discerning in terms of, you know, filtering information that they come across.
We hear an awful lot about youth culture in terms of some negative aspects, right? Bullying, drug use, you know, all kinds of the kind of irresponsible behavior that comes with being 16 years old to some degrees. How does a teacher address that? And none of us are entirely immune, right?
Oh, that's true. And, you know, it's so sad to see how widespread these kind of problems are. And in my role as a teacher, I think being a media teacher especially, you know, we have that opportunity to get messages out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's through venues like PBS Hawaii's Hiki No program. We also participate in the News Hour as a student reporting lab, and we contribute to Olelo Community Television's Youth Exchange video, mm-hmm, contest. Mm-hmm. And so our students kind of construct their messages, you know, a lot around the issues of today and what they have to deal with in terms of bullying, substance abuse, you know.
One of the things about those programs, Leah, mm-hmm, is that nobody gives them subject matter, right?
No.
They originate the subject matter, so
correct,
you can kind of find out what's on their mind, can't
you? Oh, definitely. And, you know, I learn a lot, you know, in the brainstorming phase of just, building their vision for what the message is that they're going to communicate. You know, I always start off with having the students do research, and they share out with the class about what they found or what they've known or what they'd like to explore more to share a message out about. And I'm always learning from what they have to share. They surprise me all the time.
You know, looking back to my long-ago school experiences, those times when you kind of got into a collective project, you got a little bit out of the classroom, did a field trip, they were the things that we looked forward to, and they were fairly rare in those days. But that's kind of when everybody gets involved, isn't it?
It is. And I think I'm fortunate in the sense that just about all the classes that I teach are, you know, it's real life. It's engaging the students in actual community issues, community events. It's breaking down the four walls of the classroom and actually having life be the classroom for the students.
You know, I was sort of thinking of the things that characterize effective teaching. Part of it, I would think, would be what you get back from the students, responding to what comes from the students. Is that at all accurate?
I think it's right on. You just hit it on. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, the
learning from them.
Sorry. Yes. Yeah. I learn every day from them, and you know, it's rewarding. No day is the same. I mean, and every year is different. You know, even after a number of years that I've been teaching in the public school system, I'm still excited to go to work every day. It's, you know, I find it fulfilling. And it's because of the students that I have. And, you know, their joy in learning and wanting to learn.
That has to come to some degree from your joy, right? You know, it's you're completing a cycle there.
I guess it's a healthy synergy, yeah.
You're sending it out.
And getting back in return, and it just kind of feeds upon each other. I guess so.
Leah Awahi is a teacher at Kauai High School. She's one of 30 educators from across the country selected for the first PBS Digital Innovator All-Star Program. She's a 28-year veteran of Hawaii's public schools.